when Simen Mem Zayin Sif Gimel Akai Seif B'Divrei Teira, a person is writing Divrei Teira. Afal Pi She'enai Teira, even though there is no Kriya, let's just appreciate the Chiddush. One of the Mekoreis of Bichas HaTeira, we learn that from the Pasuk Yishem Hashem Ekro, Havu Goydol Alekeinu. So Ekro is going on Kriya HaTeira, Yishem Hashem Ekro, Havu Goydol Alekeinu to make a broche. So Al Koponim, so normally you make a broche on Kriya HaTeira. Now a person is writing Divrei Teira, Avu Bisha Einoi Koirei, there's no Kriya, Tzorich Levorech. So he has to make a broche. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Hakoise, and let us just go a little further, Siv Dalet, and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Hamaharer Medivrei Teira, if a person is thinking Medivrei Teira, Einai Tzorich Levorech. If a person is thinking of Divrei Teira, does not make a broche. So we have the Mechaber differentiating between writing Divrei Teira and thinking of Divrei Teira. So now, so let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Svigalei. The Mechaber holds the Ksiva Odif Mehiro. Ksiva is better than Hiro. Vahatam. Now, why is Ksiva? In both cases, there's no Kriya. So why is Ksiva better than Hiro? Vatam, yesh oimrim bishum da'ovid maise. He's doing something. That means they were not misakin a broche if a person is not doing anything. This, it's a machshove, but they weren't misakin broches al dvorim shebaleiv a machshove. They weren't misakin broches if there was no pu'ule done. That means, we'll see, could be hiru is a maisa a mitzvah, and a person is thinking of divrei teira is mekayim a mitzvah. But the one the second a broche and dvorim shebaleiv, like for example, there's a mitzvah of levatul chametz. Bittul chametz, as bishus emi b'teichim mekayim with the bittul. But we don't make the broche on the bittul, we make the broche on the bio. Why is that? Because we don't make a broch on dvorim shebaleiv. We just make the takone of brochas was said only if one does something. So the mechabot, I'm doing something. That means I'm writing divrei teira. So I'm doing something. So even though this is not kriya, this is not dibur, but it's not hiru. So that means as long as it passed the hero stage, it's I'm doing something, so now you can make a broch on it already, even though this is not the mitzvah of kriya, but al kaponim, as long as you're doing a maise, and some mekayim a mitzvah limud ha'teira, so memele, you can make a broch. That's one reason. The yesh oimrim, the derech ha'koisev lo'hoitzi, really, this is a loshna lefomim teivos mipiv b'shas haksiva. When a person writes, sometimes in the process of writing, he says the words also. So in every ksiva, you have a potential kriya. That means normally, perhaps it's unintentional, but al kaponim, that's the derech. It's a potential unintentional kriya. So familiar, you have mamish kriya. V'chol ze b'koytzer tzvom la'atzmoy derech limuda. He's writing for himself. He wants to learn. Or maybe in mashu koytzer, he understands what he's learning. So in Yisod, it's called limuda teire. No, it's not kriya. So we have these two sforas, but sometimes it can come to kriya, or this alone is also a ma'aseh. Avol sefer ha'matik v'ne mabakish lahavin, but he have a sefer that's just copying what it says in a different sefer, and he has no intent to understand what he's writing. So by him, this writing alone has no shaykhes to limud ha'teire, and so ich levoich dein zel limud. V'chol shkein im koyse v'eze posik b'geres ha'rishus, Ledaber tzoches ein tzorech lavorich. If he's writing a posik, not he has an intent to teach us what the posik is saying, but he's using this quotation as a way of expressing what he wants to say. But he doesn't mean l'shem limud ha-Torah. He means something. It's a nice way to express himself. There was a very interesting one third. That there was once a chassid wrote to a rebbe. He wrote to the rebbe, la'ila la'ila mikol b'chosa. That's he wrote to the rebbe, la'ila la'ila mikol b'chosa. So one of the gedolim said on this ma'ase, shiru la'shem shir chodosh tilosei b'kahal chassidim. Now we have to say a new nusach by the rebbein shalom, b'al tilosei b'kahal chassidim. Chassidim already took over the brachas, what we say for the rebbein shalom. So al kaponim, yizich did mean l'shem limud ha-Torah, but this is al kaponim, a way of expressing his unappreciation of what this chassid wrote. About kaponim, so that's called derech tzachis. What? He didn't like it, no. To write to a Rebbe, la'ilo, la'ilo. That's not we write to the Rebbein Shlom. He wrote it to the Rebbe. La'ilo, no, la'ilo, la'ilo, mikol b'chosa. The Rebbe is so great, there's no, it's all, there's greater from all brochas. So he wrote, shichu l'Hashem shichotosh, tilosu b'kal chasidim. So he has to write something out. He needed new shichotosh. Yeah, very sharp. About Kaponim, you wouldn't have to make Birchas HaTorah if he wrote it in the letter, because this was only said L'shem Tzachis. What? Yeah. Not joking. It means not so far. It doesn't mean a joke. It means he's saying it as a way of expression. He's saying it to express himself, but not about L'shem HaTorah. So Mamela, in Tzorch Lebor, Kibitay Miskav Malilmei. Fine. So this is the das of the Mechaber. The Mechaber holds that you do make an ksiva. We said two reasons. Iskim achreinim shloilisme chal das a Mechaber lavoich al ksiva lavada b'chol gavne. She b'chol gavne nirak mahara b'divrei teire. That means lemaise. There's no kriya. There's only a hero, and he's doing a maise, but it's not. The mice is not kriya b'divrei teire. Roi l'chol kaisa b'divrei teire sheyeitze mipid k'tzas teiveis v'inotzo mibroche l'abdol. So if a person is writing divrei teire, so according to Mechaber, you make a broche b'chas ha-teire, but according to Roi v'achoynim, you don't make a broche and ksive. V'inoim ha-psukim b'chas kane, my braise, de'l'dvor ha-macha ha-broche, k'moy shanoibim. Agav Uche, for 1 minute, others say there's two other Mahalchim. Mishmur brought down two explanations what the sheet of the Mechaber is. The first explanation was because the whole problem is you don't make a brocha on hero, it's an intangible thing, it's machshava, but as long as you did a maise, that's enough. It went out of, it's not hero anymore. As long as it's not hero, it's good. Or sometimes unintentionally, he might say a few words. But there's other two mahalachim to understand pshat in the Mechaber. One mahalach in the Mechaber is Abkevege bin Yitan in the Chuvis Simen Chavtes, a Chavis Yoel. The Chavis Yoel says, the Mechaber held ksiva kedibol. That means it's a concept that a person who writes, be'etzim, let us just, what is speech? Speech is Kulmas Halayib. When I speak, I'm relating what I'm thinking about. So that's Dibul. So also the Chavishoy says, Ksivo Kidibul. So I can relate what I'm thinking about through Ksivo. So it is a loch of Dibul. Just to understand what we're saying, so others hold, you can tell Sfira Sarima also. You're right, Ayoyim Chamisha Yomim Loimel. So Ksiva Kedibah, there's such a concept. That's one way how to understand the Mechaber. A third way how to understand the Mechaber. And the fourth way how to understand the Mechaber, the Shev Yaakov says something, Ksiva Lav Kedibah. But he says something else. The mitzvah of Limud HaTorah that it says in the Torah is Vilimata Moisim es Benechem or Vishinantam Levonecho. So the Psukim speak about I'm giving over Torah to someone else. That's an epitome of Limada Torah, to teach someone else Limatam Vishinantam. So Mamela, so he says, so therefore the Mechaba held a Philoxim Lavkedibo. But you have to have a Torah that can be transmitted. So Mamela, that's the problem. Here, the problem of here is because it's a Torah that you can't transmit it to someone else. So Mamela, so that's the reason of the Mechaba. So if you write something, so this is a Torah that can be transmitted to someone else, well, that's the reason of the Mechaba. So we really have four Mahalchim in the Mechaba, but the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chinuch is we don't pass collect the Mechaba. Let us go further. It's not Dibu. And so, Lefiza, so therefore, Yesh Li Zoya Lo Isen Halim Dim Vihiyun, he says, people who have a safe in their learning, that they should say the words. So he says, you don't make a bracha on it. So if a person learns, and as soon as he says that nice in the Torah, he has a Rashba, he's looking in the Rashba to understand the Rashba. So Rabbi, you have to say something, because hero, you're not Yaitse. Now the Dirshu brings on a Meiridika Aloch, he brings on a Chloikis, but just like to say what a Psak from Rab Chaim Kanievsky. We won't go into the Raya of Rab Chaim, but Rab Chaim says, hero, you don't make a bracha. But there's a concept of Shemeya Ke'oine. That what one hears with his ears is just like he's saying, Shemeya Ke'oine. So he says of a person hears Divrei Torah, that's called Aniyah, that's called saying, Shemeya Ke'oine. So therefore he says, if a person listens to a tape, I'm talking about there's no live person, and he's listening to a tape, but he's listening to Divrei Torah. So it's Keilu, he's saying the Divrei Torah, can make a Birchas HaTorah. Meiridik. Listen on the telephone, you can make Birchas HaTorah. Al Kaponim, it's a Meiridik Yechidish. The Rabbi Shlomi Zalman Orbach is Mesupik. Abel Kaponim, we have Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky that says, a Meiridik Yechidish, me, you can make a Baruch. Hero is also. Yeah. There could be other reasons also why he's learning. Yeah, or maybe it's Krishma. Krishma, you could say it for the mitzvah. Krishma, you could say it. I mean, there could be other reasons also why you're saying it. I don't think so. I mean, he came here to learn that this b'chalon mitzvah sriches kamone is a mirdike chai odom. But the mitzvah of krishme, one has to be b'chalon to become the mitzvah of krishme. So the chai odom says, if a person comes to shul to daven meir, so why is he coming to shul? He's coming to shul to daven meir, meir includes b'chus krishme, krishme. That's why he came. So even though v'shas yisrael shema yisrael, he's not thinking specifically, I'm learning Shema Yisrael to become the mitzvah, but since that was the reason why he came, so that's called kavon already. So if a person comes to a shir and he's coming to learn, he says, I'm a mele, that's kavon, that's mamish kavon. According to Chayyadim. Okay, right. We'll see soon the girl. The Yachel Nire, oh, no, further. So now the Gemara says, wouldn't the Yachel live so din? So, you don't make a brocha. Hero, you don't make a brocha. You don't make a brocha on it. Who adin the yochel livsek din, beloy nesina stam, Lidvorov, the Havi Kihiru, it's just like Hiru. So Lachayre, the Rambam means to say like this, this is a din Torah between the Peru and Yankov, and they come to me, and it's I didn't speak to the Rebbe, you have to tell us what to do, we're going away, we have a test to make, and he didn't speak to the Torah yet, and they have to leave. So tell them, so he knows the Shaila, but he'll figure out now the Shaila, the Shach, the Kseis, and everything. You're Chayim and you're Potter. So tell them these two things, you're Chayim and you're Potter. The Quran, this is Aran. So that's what I figured out, why you're Chayim, why you're Potter. That's Hiru. So on Hiru, I can be Mahara, and Hiru, you don't make Bichas HaTayra. What I said, you're chayv and you're potter. That's not called divrei Torah. I'm just telling you what you have to pay. You don't have to pay. So al kaponim, so that's not called limud haTorah. A psak, what to do, is not called limud haTorah. So b'meila, you could do this before birchas haTorah. No, you're allowed, if they're going away, you're allowed to paskin also. Yeah, but Tishbav is a bazundra then. But we're here talking about Birchas HaTorah. Tishbav is not allowed to be Mahara Divrei Torah also. Yeah, so, but Tishbav is, but he is out the brachah, so the brachah they have to make. But. Okay, there's a whole tomorrow, but let's not get into that. Live site. The reason why he paskin that he's thinking about. The goyin holds So the goyin brings a ray. What's a kaira mikro? He call up someone to the Torah. He calls up someone to the Torah, and then he leans, so the leaning that he leans in the Torah is saying words without reason. That means a lot of times, say, I'm saying words without explaining the words. So he called me up to the Torah, and I make a Shebuch HaBonu. Yeah, but it's a bracha. You're 100% right. But it's a birchas haTorah. I've covered that sibah. I mean, I made a bracha, make a gift. But it's a birchas haTorah. So the goyin tainis. But if this is not called Torah, if telling a person what to do is not called Torah, if you don't know the reason, I'm telling you, chayiv, you're potter. So the goyin says, you call someone up to the Torah, shein tacha shein, ein tacha shein. Well, I'm telling you, I'm just saying you have to pay for the iron. But I'm not saying reasons why. So the goyin brings a raya from that. So telling a person halacha without a reason is also called divrei Torah. So mele is chaylik. Yeah. So according to the goyin, not. L'chayr, according to the L'chayr Yikud, B'Piyadam, or L'chayr, or whatever. So the Goyin says that you make a broch on the Psa. Fafilu behiru levad machmer shloy lahare kolzman shloy birach birchas haTorah. And the Goyin holds that he is chaylik on the Mechaba. Since you mekayim a mitzvah de reise with hiru, Vagisa bo yoyman v'laylo, Vagisa, so memele, Serosa yege yoyman v'laylo, yege is machshombe, so you mekayim a mitzvah de reise of Iru, so the goyin holds, you make a broch on it, that's the shit. And he, Azul and Iru. Yeah, he holds it also to think and live right there, if he didn't make a broch, eh? Let us just say for 2 minutes, a Lurdika Maisa that's brought down. Rab Chaim Volozhiner wrote this Maisa in this Hagdoma, the Sifra Ditzniyusa. He wrote down this Maisa. The Maisa is as follows. The Maisa is that there were two Talmidim that were by the Goyim the first day Yontif Pesach. And the goyim by Yontif, he was merdik pesimcha. The mitzvah machta b'chagecha, he was merdik pesimcha. And they noticed this the first day Pesach, Yom Rishon Shel Pesach, somehow he wasn't the pesimcha. So they approached him, why he's not pesimcha today. So first he didn't want to answer them. And then they pressed him, He said, no, I'll tell you the reason. He said, last night, that was the night of the Seder, he had a cholam, and Eliyahu Novi came to him, and he told him, Chidushim Neiroim Ein Cheker, told him, Merdike Chidushim, on the Posik, Aluzer Banegev. Aluzer Banegev, which by us is a very dry poshet posik, and he told him Murdike Chidushim on this posik, on this. And he woke up in the morning, and no. So he was so busy. He wanted to chaza over right away. We'll hear in a minute the Chidushim. So he started thinking what he don't know if he told them Murdike Chidushim. So he was punished after not to go in holds. That you're not allowed to be ma'ar and diratayr before bichas atayre, he forgot everything. He forgot everything. So he was nanash, sure, he was nanash. So memele, so that's the yes, why he wasn't the simcha, the first day Pesach, why he wasn't the simcha. They told them the teretz. I was told so much, I lost it. So they gave him a bracha, the Rebbeinu Shom should be marzah you, you are there. So they gave him a bracha. A few days later, they met him, they met the goyim, and they said, did you give back the Aveide? And he said, yes. And then he just told them what Eliyahu HaNavi told him. So just what's here. He said, and this posik, he was told 2,260 oifanim to what lies in this posik. 2,260. Fine. And he says, from one of the oifanim, I know all the koiches of all the brias, and I know every eva, what every eva accomplishes. That's from one of the 2,260. So I'll upon him, but the mice and the Gaelona at the present time is that the Goyim Lashitosa is the Rab Chaim Volozhner wrote a Ketome, the Goyim wrote a Pirish of the Sifcha Ditzniyusa, which is a Sefer Kabbalah. So the Goyim wrote a Pirish on it. So Rab Chaim Volozhner wrote a Ketome. And they want to say who the goyin was. He wants to say who the goyin was. He brings down this mice. Who? Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It's a different. Aluza Banegev. No, it's a pasuk by the Meraglim. Aluza Banegev. How she go? Aluza Banegev. Yeah, I thought it's a very, very. It seems very. It's right, pasuk. Kein grosser Sachen dort, aber das 2,260, yeah. And that posik, 2,260. He knew, he understood how every Eva functions, and he understood the koiches of every Nivra. Yeah. And the koiches kol habriyos. I know the v'chol Eva ma inyonai. That's one item. Okay, let's go a little further. Baharivno, v'yeish medagtakim, p'ni anachnu v'tzeh tzayinu, our children, the grandchildren. Kikol mishu talmud chacham, but benoy yevem benoy talmud chacham, shuvein atir pesekes mizare. Shinema liyamushu mipicho, mipizach mizere zarecha. Bein tzorech lekach, he says, only have to specify the grandchildren, ki bechlal v'tzatzoeinu, hunami kein b'nei bonu. Tzatzoeinu means all descendants. Ba'ashabocha bonu, and also ashabocha bonu, v'tomit, this is a miradike, Mishnah Berurah, tiyah tfilas ha'ov v'ayim shigura b'fiyem, the parents should always be mispalol, mispalol abuneyim, שיולים די תוירה וצדיקים ובעלי מידי סטייבס. ושמי בעלי מידי סטייבס. Could be someone just ask me if the צדיקים סולחה זה בעל מידי סטייבס, could be not צדיקים, could be בין אודם למוקים, so the יולים די תוירה וצדיקים בעלי מידי סטייבס ובעוד מוחבי. ביחוון מאויד, הפרשנו שבי מחוון בביחס העברה ובביחס התוירה, Bishoy Shahimrim Bimechavan, that means he shouldn't say this to rattle it off. We're saying Amuradika Bakosha. So maybe she Bimechavan when he says the Viniya Anachna Bitzatzain. Behind a second place where to be Mechavan Moi, Shahim Abuva Latiyan, Laman Le Niga Larik, Le Nele La Bahola. So Le Nele Bahola means we should have Elecha children that the later should not be La Bahola. So these are the Choshive points in davening that one should stress to be Mechav. Sivov, Oimer Ve'Harev Imvov, not Harev, no, there was two Gilsoys. Others said Harev, no. And he said, no, Ve'Harev. Imbot. Hago, v'yesh emrim, v'loivov. Harivno, v'chein no hagu. Avo yaysa tev loima v'vov. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Vov. What's the first day holds? You said with a vov. The brocha achasi. It's one long brocha. So therefore, there's the vov achibo. Lasek b'divrei seir. And we're continuing with this brocha. V'harivno. Dilo Haisa Brocha Bifnei Atzmo, if this would be another Brocha, Haisa Pesachas de Baruch, so we'll say a new Brocha. Again, Brocha to Shem Alekein Melochel. V'avagav de Smucha Lechavata, even though this Brocha is close to the previous Brocha, V'lasa B'divrei Seire, B'komok, even the Brocha is still the same, Havlu Lifteich de Baruch, Midi dava abiches avdolem shepeischeis beboruch afopi shein tzmuches kivin shein tzoris. That means as follows. There's a kashem. Let us just talk for 1 minute. Let's talk about Ma'ariv. We start having Ma'ariv. Boruch at Hashem okeinim alocheilam. Boruch at Hashem Ma'ariv alom. So there's a psiche and a chsime. The first broche. The second broche, avasoilam. The second bracha does not have a psiche, it only has a chsim. The third bracha, the munah kol zayis, bracha Hashem go Yisrael, again doesn't have a psiche. The fourth bracha, Ashkiveinu, also doesn't have a psiche, there's a chsim. So man ishtane, the second three brachas from the first bracha. The first bracha is a psiche and a chsim, and the next three brachas only have a chsim and don't have psiche. So the teretz is, there's a klal, a brocha, a smucha lechavoto, that means that the takana was, that we say, brocha B, after brocha A, so the din is, so if brocha A starts with a psiche, so the next brocha does not have to start with a psiche, it can use the psiche of the first brocha, brocha shem kedem aluchel, so that can say avasayla. That's a klal, a brocha, a smucha lechavoto, you don't need a psich. Fine. So now we know Pshat in Ma'ariv and Shachas. You don't need a psich. Now, let's talk about when we make Avdola, we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Boirim Minei Psamei. Baruch Ata Hashem, Boirim Boirei Eish. Why did we? It's Smucha Lachavotot. So So there's two terutim on this kasha. So the first terut, which is on Igei Alono now, because this klal, abrocha smucha l'chavato, was only said on abrocha arucha. And a long brocha, brocha Hashem, Hashem, Bitvorim, Arvorov, it's a long brocha, brocha Hashem, Amar, Arvorov. A long brocha, the second brocha, does not need a psiche. But a brocha k'tzore, then there's no such thing as brocha smucha l'chavato, so then you would need a psiche. So now, so if that's the case, and now we understand why by Havdola we say Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, because this is a brocha k'tzore, brocha k'tzore. So now, there's a kasha. If you say that the Harevno is a new brocha, so the first brach is a brach ktsore. Lasik b'divrei soizah. That's called a brach ktsore. So you say, Baruch HaDosham HaKenim Baruch HaYizem HaRevno. So since you don't say it, it's a raya, that's one big brach. Because it would be a second brach. So that's a raya, you say, VeHaRevno. It would be HaRevno, so then you should say, Baruch HaDosham. That's one mahalach. A second mahalach is as follows. The second mahalach is, could be there's a different reason. Could be a brocha k'tzore, you also, you don't have to make a new brocha. But in the, with part of the second brocha. Why is Havdalah different? Because Havdalah, in Yesod, these brochas were not necessarily niskan. This should be after this. That means, Miki, I see a nail, I can make b'r'r'r'eish, I got psalmim, 10 minutes before, I said, so there was no takone that it should be consecutive. One, this should be after this. God, if I didn't do it till now, so we say with the Seder, but there's no necessity that it should be together. So then it doesn't matter because it's not, the takone was not smucha. So if we learn this pshat, so then I don't have a raya that it's one big broche. Could be it's two brachas, and the reason you don't say a new bracha b'arav no because it's smucha l'chavuta. That's what you'll see now the Mishnah Berurah. The avagav the smucha l'chavuta, midilo isa bracha v'neyasmo isa b'sachas b'boruch. The avagav the smucha l'chavuta, mikomak even the bracha is k'tzore sein, avlo l'ftreich b'boruch. Mididav a bracha s'avdova, shabaisus bracha, avavi shein smuchas, kibin shein k'tzore. Vayesh oimrim svirlei, tishani bichas avdolo sheinam smuches, the takana was that they should be together. Shimrotso oima kolech besneyatme, ola nerva la psomim. So memela, so we don't have a raya that it's one broch, because it doesn't start with a boruch. Could be it's smucha lechavata. Vayesh otayim kizei etzani dey koladeya, so we say, with a boruch, I'm going to go to the next one.